This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Sunday, as we get ready for a very big week, a lot of people celebrating, and of course Easter at the tail end of the week, which means a whole lot of different things to a lot of people, including Easter egg hunts, chocolate eggs. My mom used to be so fun about that when we were kids, that's for sure. Welcome to an interesting week for sure here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a fabulous weekend and it was filled with friends and family or just relaxing. Maybe you were pushing a lawnmower around. I don't know. A lot of people were mowing their lawns in my neighborhood. That can be a good thing because to me, you know what that means? It symbolizes that spring is here and the green stuff is back, at least for some of us. I know in the East Coast it's still kind of chilly, but for the rest of us, a little bit in the Midwest too, but the rest of us, it's starting to warm up. We're into baseball a couple of weeks in, rather, and it is about the reaction to what happened last week with the cruise missiles at the airfield in Syria from our ships. The president's decisive action to go after Assad for the chemical weapons used on the people, the children, the babies included. I mean, they're children, but seeing the babies, just awful. And all of the people that were taken out by Assad. Now Rex Tillerson, the Secretary of State, is headed this week to Russia. Of course, that's going to be one of the things that's discussed, Assad and removing him from Syria and getting rid of ISIS. How do you completely get rid of ISIS? They're doing their best to recruit everybody they can, cockroaches from around the planet that will do things like fly planes into buildings and wear suicide vests and go after innocent kids, and the list of atrocities goes on and on and on. But good for Trump. Most of the reaction has actually been pretty positive. Democrats, a lot of Democrats too, and Republicans. Some not so much, but I think the ones that are not so much are having a hard time trying to put it into words, frankly, because when you see what happened, and this is the power of the president, you could using it. Even Hillary Clinton said that had to happen. So Hillary Clinton said that. I think he got more yays than nays for the swift move. Waiting, trying to do diplomacy, trying to say, give us all your chemical weapons, that's already been done. Unfortunately, all the chemical weapons were not given up or more were created, who knows, stockpiles somewhere. Why would Assad do that to his own people? There are lots of reasons you could throw up there, and none of them make any sense. So that's the bottom line. None make any sense. But it does make sense to do something to send a warning shot that this will not be tolerated. If you are a Delta flyer, last week you might have been listening to me, you might be making your way to spring break somewhere, or you were on a business trip. Wow, they had to cancel thousands of flights because of thunderstorms, high winds, you name it. In the Northeast, especially in parts of the South, the weather crippled the airline, and they're still trying to catch up with it. So if you're a Delta flyer and you got to go somewhere this week, make sure you check. I've been in that position. When I was on Southwest Airline last year, I talked about it on the show, and I figured it was all cleared up. It was a computer glitch. People were stranded. It was way after the fact, well, days after the fact. So I was told the flight was clear. Went to the airport exhaustedly to find out a couple miles into it that, no, that flight was canceled and there was no other flight to get on. But don't worry, you'll get out on the next flight. And, of course, the next day that was canceled too. And I think this is the frustration that people on Delta are flying. I said this in a previous hour, but it's interesting. When usually things go smoothly, and Delta's had a good track record of that, you expect that that's the norm. You just don't think about it. You're not making alternate plans for what if I can't get out on the plane? Am I going to rent a car? Do I have to grab a car and drive the bazillion miles to where I have to be because I'm not going to be able to get a flight out? That's when you got to think quick. Which is what I did when I drove 17 hours from Dallas to Phoenix. Oh, but it worked. Because you can't, what are you going to do when every flight in the area is booked up? And I think that's what's happening in so many of those areas. So many of those regions I brushed over, especially Atlanta, because that's the hub of where people are coming in and out. And it'll get back up to speed, but it's just eeny, meeny, miny, mo. If that happens to be the week you're traveling, even if you don't travel a lot, you get hit with it, and then you got to re-rack and figure it out somehow. That's when you have to really be a decisive person. You know when people can't make up their mind, oh, I don't know, chocolate, vanilla, bubblegum-flavored ice cream. I can't make up my mind. When people do that and they can't make up their mind. I know you have those friends, right? They can't make up their mind about simple things like food choices, and then it just gets worse as you move up the list and it gets more serious. Then you know the decisions are going to be, they're going to ruminate over those decisions. That's where you don't do that. You don't ruminate because you'll lose your place in line and you're not getting a rental car. Because then all the other flights and all the other airlines are gone, and forget getting a rental car. You'll never, I'm saying never, ever get out. Sad story over the weekend that people were talking about is nothing hacks me off more because it is a mystery I don't understand. When people are in church, when people are in school, when people are in a workplace, that they get shot and killed. So it was a workout club in Miami where there was a worker who was violent. Something wasn't right. So no choice. The club had to let him go. They let him go in the morning, and he came back and killed two people, shot two people, and then, of course, shot himself as well. But how awful is that? So if you're the boss and somebody seems okay and you're just hiring people in a place like a gym where you have a lot of people that would go in and out where somebody moves on to a different job or whatever it is that may happen in a health club, which are popular more now than ever, you have to worry about the possibility of somebody coming back in a rage and killing you. Oh, if we have to, it's just like we're going to have metal detectors everywhere. I find that so depressing, and it does nothing for the families of the people who were killed. Getting a senseless call. They work at a gym. They work at a health club. Getting a call that they're dead. Ugh. How do you get out of bed day after day and grapple with that loss? It's tough. Stay with us. We come back. More about what's flowing out of Washington. There is a new Supreme Court justice. Gorsuch was confirmed, but there was some fallout. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants. And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out. Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Only thinks about the you got a real big heart, but I'm looking at you. You got real big brain, but I'm looking at you. Girl, it ain't no pain. I'm looking at you.
I don't give a keep looking at my, cause it don't mean a thing if you're looking at my. I'ma do my thing while you're playing with you.
All right, so we have a new Supreme Court Justice. Neil Gorsuch was confirmed. And, you know, it's interesting because there's been a lot of back and forth over this, whether it was the right thing to do or the wrong thing to do or no. Listen, you had to break the filibuster. It's been ridiculous. Over 400 plus days of not having a Supreme Court justice to fill the shoes of Alito, Justice Alito. And so after his death, we would just be continuing over, you know, much of the same. And this is how politics are now. It is politics and the judges. So he gets confirmed. It's probably going to be a year of bitter partisan battles and the same old, same old. But at least this year, that whole year has come to an end. So the fight for the late justice's seat left, I think, some pretty big scars. I think that you're going to see some bitter wars that were ignited because of this. So now Justice Gorsuch brings the highest court in the land back to a 5-4 conservative liberal split. That's what they had before Scalia passed away in February of 2016. He's really kind of the natural guy to slide into his robe, so to speak, because Gorsuch's core judicial philosophy and writing style are very, very similar to the guy he is replacing. He's a textualist. He interprets the Constitution based on the intent of the founders. And he's known for his opinions, his incisive types of opinions. And I'll tell you, this fight started, we know this, back in March of 2016 when President Obama nominated Judge Merrick Garland to fill the seat. Mitch McConnell said the Senate wouldn't act on the nomination, would instead wait until after the presidential election. So there was all that squabbling and everything that followed between the Democrats and the Republicans, arguing back and forth over filling that seat, and now it's done. It's done. He nominated Gorsuch at the end of January. He had a list of judges that he looked at, and that's who he picked. So 70 senators met with Gorsuch, and he tried to avoid drama during the confirmation hearings as much as possible, and this is now where it is. So the Democrats were making a serious effort to filibuster the nomination. 60 votes were needed for cloture, which ends debate in the Senate. A filibuster is to deny it. So that would prevent a measure from ever getting up or down vote. Republicans said they would change Senate rules in response. They triggered the so-called nuclear option, allowing them to confirm Gorsuch without needing 60 bipartisan votes for the cloture. Makes sense? I mean, look, would it be great if you didn't have to change the rules? But this is it. And a lot of Republicans weren't happy. They didn't want to go nuclear. John McCain said, I believe our actions will haunt us. We will see more and more nominees from the extremes of both left and right. But they felt like their hands were forced by the Democrats, who first invoked the nuclear option back in 2013 for lower court nominees and were now set to pull off the first ever partisan filibuster of Supreme Court nominees. So that wasn't going to happen. And that's exactly what happened instead. So there was some scuttlebutt the whole way through. So the there's been a history of this, a long history of partisan fights over judicial nominations, and you could put blame on all sides of this, that's for sure. All right, speaking of blame, wow, talk about getting some big headlines. Bill O'Reilly, what's happened with him lately? Five women settling, he settled with five women for sexual harassment claims. And Saturday Night Live wasted no time in taking Alec Baldwin to return, not just as Donald Trump, but he also played Bill O'Reilly, who is losing his show, The O'Reilly Factor, which gets a lot of viewers, but he's losing a lot of the advertisers to that show. Here's a little tiny clip of that spoof or parody, if you want to call it that.
And can I tell you something? I actually see a lot of myself in you, Bill.
Thank you, Mr. President, and thank you for coming to my defense last week, even though no one asked you to. And you even went as far as saying, quote, Bill O'Reilly did nothing wrong.
That's correct.
And that's based upon...
hunch. Just a loose hunch.
All right, so there you go. Like I said, Fox mentioned that they're going to investigate the claim, one of the claims against O'Reilly. They said they're going to look at what the latest one is. There's been a lot of companies that have pulled their ads. He's got a top-rated news show. He has made Fox a ton of money. The latest one was phoned in to the corporate hotline last week by Wendy Walsh, a former guest on The O'Reilly Factor, and her lawyer, Lisa Bloom. The two posted it to YouTube, and they said 21st Century Fox, rather, investigates all complaints, and we have asked the law firm to continue, Paul Weiss, to continue assisting the company in these serious matters. That's what the company's saying. So Walsh, if you don't know who she is, she's a psychologist, radio host, and she said that O'Reilly reneged on an offer to get her a lucrative job on the network after she declined his invitation to join him in his hotel suite after dinner in 2013. So far, Fox and O'Reilly have paid $13 million to five women who accused him of sexual harassment. That's what the New York Times reported. O'Reilly said in a statement then that he had been unfairly targeted because of his prominence and has not made any other kind of comment since then. But ads that have been pulled would be like BMW, Allstate, Constant Contact, T. Rowe Price, GlaxoSmithKline, you know, that kind of, those kind of ads that they've had. So we'll see what happens here. There's been a lot of scrutiny, obviously, at Fox lately because of the resignation of the founding chairman, Roger Ailes, last year. So they, you know, they just announced that they're investigating it. But like I said, he is, gosh, probably he is their top draw. With the amount of viewers that O'Reilly gets, he is a huge draw to Fox. His show rates the highest of pretty much all of them. All right, I got to mention this. Sergio Garcia, no claims against him other than, wow, finally he wins the green jacket at the Masters in Augusta, Georgia. I bring it up. It's the hardest ticket in sports to get. People always ask for tickets to sporting events, or they're trying to get tickets to sporting events. You can get to the Super Bowl a lot easier than you can get to the Masters. And Sergio Garcia beat the course. Yeah, he's been good for so long, and people were screaming his name, Sergio, Sergio. He was 0 for 73 in the majors. And, you know, a few years ago after a crushing finish at Augusta, he said, I don't feel capable of winning. I'm not good enough for the majors. He was so deflated and defeated. Now he doesn't have to worry about it. He won, and he won in a playoff hole with a birdie on 18. How about that? So the Spaniard is pretty happy that he was able to close the deal at one of the toughest golf courses. And like I said, the toughest sporting event to actually get a ticket to, because they only have so many tickets to go around, by the way, and I think that's part of it. And you have to really know somebody to get those tickets. People go to the practice rounds because it's easier. It's easier that way. Otherwise, you could be waiting for a very, very long time to have that happen. Hey, coming up, a couple of great conversations, including one with Connie Podesta. It's so key on things you need to quit. Just a couple of them. If you quit, you'll be that much happier. Plus, Lon Sefko joins us, and I was talking about the Smithsonian earlier. He has 16 inventions in the Smithsonian. How about that? Thanks so much to the Wizard and to Andy for their help on the technicals. Sit back, relax, and I'll meet you on the other side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have a chance to talk to Lon Sefko. It's just amazing. Innovator, inventor, best-selling author. Think about this. 2017,
Pulitzer Prize nominee, author of multiple, I said that, you know, the author thing, innovative best-selling books. I've read them, the Social Media Bible. I can't get enough of his stuff, and I'm thrilled he agreed to spend some time with us. So I thought we'd talk about Big Brain, because he certainly has one. Lon, thanks for jumping on. We appreciate it.
Oh, how exciting it is to be here. Thank you for thinking of me.
I think the place to start, because there's a lot of roads that we could go down, but I want to talk about the fact that you developed the world's first voice recognition, voice synthesizing, pioneering home automation. I mean, this is brain, big brain stuff. So tell me about that, and how did you know you had really hit on to something spectacular as a person who is, you know, innovative and is an inventor?
Well, I knew I was onto something when it saved somebody's life. So I'm credited with the first computer to save a human life. It is Steve Jobs coined that phrase, and I thought it was pretty cool, so it kind of stuck with me. I did it really for fun back in the 70s, way back in the 70s when computers first came out. They'd only been out for a couple of years, and I was playing with it, and I said, wouldn't it be cool if I could teach a computer to listen to me? And I did. And then I said, wow, how cool would it be if I can get it to talk to me? And then I did. And then I said, can I get it to turn on lights and appliances? So then I said, lamp on. Lamp would come on. Lock door. Television on. Radio off. Call mom. And that was back in the early 80s. And I worked with disabled people, and it started saving their lives, and I built a company around it.
Well, and that company took off like a shot. And, you know, when people think of voice recognition, who do we think of? There's a lot of people. You mentioned Steve Jobs, obviously. And, you know, you look at the archetypes for the Apple Newton and the first PDA. And, you know, as you said, you know, ultimately saving a life. But I think of Stephen Hawking, right?
Well, I actually went over to meet Stephen Hawking to help him with his disability over in Cambridge, and we didn't connect. He was called out of Cambridge at the very last minute. But my last customer that I got to work with was Christopher Reeve, Superman.
And we saw him in interviews. He wanted so desperately to be able to still reach people, and you obviously gave him the ability to do that. What was that like, the light bulb moment? You could see it in his eyes, right, when he was able to do that?
You know, that's the exciting thing, is to see people who have completely lost hope and wanted to die. A lot of disabled people that I worked with would have committed suicide if they could have moved their arms. But then after working with a system where they can, I had a woman without arms typing 48 words a minute. And when you see that, it's just so rewarding.
So when you do something, you know you're helping humans. You're making that connection through the computer. And what you were able to do, how that innovation that you created, where do you go from there? Because you have lots of inventions. In fact, 18 of your inventions are part of the permanent collection of the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. They even have 30,000 of your personal papers. So they were enthralled enough, and we've seen them. I can't tell you how many times I've been to the Smithsonian, and as you know, they're all housed in different buildings and broken down. But what is it? You just are motivated. You keep going. For all the people that are listening that want to kind of grab on to innovation, how do you do that?
Well, Thomas Edison once said that inspiration is 10% and perspiration is 90%. And I get inspired all of the time. I look around and see things and know how to make them better. I mean, I just get these ideas of how to put things together. And some ideas are, to be honest with you, pretty stupid. But some of them, I think, have merit. So I'll go out and I'll build it or make it or design it or write it. And then I'll test it and see what people think. And if they like it, I'll build a company around it, and next thing you know, it's kind of out there and it's successful.
Yeah. Where do you think we are with technology? Are we at the cutting edge of technology? Is it going to take off even more? Where are we?
Yeah, I have to say it's always going to take off. I thought in 1978 when the Apple first came out and the Commodore was out there and the Osborne for your older audience, I thought we were on the cutting edge of technology. It was amazing what we were doing with computers. And that was 40 years ago, and look at what we're doing now. The most powerful computer, 1978, it probably represents about 3 or 4% of the smartphone that we have in our pocket. So it's going to continue, and it's going to continue at a faster and faster rate, and that's going to make it difficult for us to kind of keep up with. Artificial intelligence is going to become a major part of our life, And I'm proud to say that I was one of the pioneers in voice recognition and voice synthesizing. Of course, we have Siri and Alexa and all the other, the girl in our box in the car that gives us directions. So that technology is here, and it's just going to get more and more sophisticated.
So, in other words, you better jump on, right? Especially we've got a lot of speakers and trainers listening to us. And I don't think you can afford, and you could address this better than me, to say, I just don't do that. I don't do that. I have just handouts, and I can't work with technology.
And I hear that all the time. It was really funny. My wife just absolutely refused to get a smartphone. And she only got her first iPhone when they stopped manufacturing flip phones. So it's inevitable. It's here. And people fought computers. They fought email. They fought the internet. They fought social media. And if you're going to be in business, if you're going to communicate with other human beings, you have to embrace this technology. It's here, and it's here to stay. So learn it. It's not that bad. People are just afraid because it's something new. But once you turn the light on, all the monsters disappear out of the closet. It's actually easy, and it's fun.
I like that. It's easy and it's fun. One of the things that you also do besides make these incredible inventions and set the world on fire with innovation in your spare time when you're speaking, you know, you're a renowned international speaker. There's no question about that. You teach some of the world's biggest companies, household names that we know, how to harness innovative thinking. What are some of the key elements of what you have discovered really work for you when you're trying to make that breakthrough moment for these companies?
I love teaching innovative thinking. It's what I used to teach before I wrote the social media Bible. So it's kind of my foundation. I was asked by a speakers bureau in 2001. He said, "You're the most innovative person I've ever met. Can you make a keynote or even a whole day training?" And I answered, "Well, yeah, of course. I do innovation all the time." 3 years later, I still hadn't figured it out. They needed a process. And they actually turned it into a process. It's something I call the three C's. The secret to innovation is to study everything around you if you're trying to solve a problem. Look at it from every different angle, every industry. Don't just look at your own industry. If there was a solution, someone would have already figured it out. Henry Ford discovered how to create an assembly line. It changed manufacturing forever. And it gave us the opportunity to make less expensive products, like the car. But he learned it one afternoon, sitting under a tree on a potato farm. He was watching the potatoes go up the conveyor belt and drop into the truck. And he said, "Wait a minute, if I can change out the potatoes for cars, I got something here." And he reduced the price of the car to about $500, and he was making millions of them. So sometimes the solutions are right in front of you. And then give your brain an opportunity to communicate those solutions. Turn off the background noise. You don't have to get in the car and blast your iPhone. Just listen to your own brain, because it's amazing how many good ideas you have in there. You hear them in the shower. You hear them when you are exercising, when you're walking or jogging. You get them at night when you're sleeping. So just listen to yourself.
We started talking about technology, but ironically, turn off the technology to let your brain just kind of marinate with those ideas. I love that, Lon.
That's true. It's so true.
So as you said, you also have one of the books I mentioned, the Social Media Bible, and I think there's a lot of confusion over social media. I mean, I'll admit this. People will say, you have to do everything. You've got to get a zillion people on Instagram, and then, oh my gosh, what are your numbers on Twitter? For goodness sake, look at the President Trump and how many numbers he has on Twitter. And what about Facebook? And I think we become overwhelmed by social media. How do we tame that lion?
That's a big problem for everybody. I mean, not only personally, how do you keep in touch with everybody on every platform? Even for you, getting to your listeners and finding where they are. Every company worldwide, which is why I teach on digital communications worldwide, because everyone is faced with the same problem. First of all, there's too much content. There's too much information coming at us from every single angle. So we're getting desensitized to marketing, to advertising, to tweets, to posts. Everybody's talking. Nobody's listening. That's the first problem. Well, what you said was absolutely true. We do kind of have a responsibility, especially if we're in business, to monitor and to communicate on every single platform. The reason is we don't know where the critical mass is.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Lifetime Grace 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The show, Connie Podesta. She's a Hall of Fame speaker. I bet many of you have heard Connie speak in some of your businesses, at some of your businesses. She's spoken for, you know, just over 25 years. She's spoken to 1,000+ organizations. She's funny. She's relevant. So good. And I am so fortunate to know Connie and have her in my life. She's had a big influence on what I've been able to do, certainly speaking, and she's just, again, a very thoughtful person and one who has influenced a lot of people in some powerful ways. So I'm excited to introduce the audience to Connie Podesta. Connie, thanks for coming on.
Hello. Hi to everybody. How are you doing today, Kate?
I'm excellent. And, you know, one of the things that you do that I love, you talk about things that we should all quit. You actually have 70 of them, and I think this would really be powerful for this audience to hear. So that's why I wanted to have you on. And
Let me explain one thing. The reason why I talk about what to quit so the audience knows is that when you tell people what they should start doing, like here's the 6 keys, here's the 7 steps, they just come up with excuses. Can't do it, too tired, have to go to school, takes too much money. So I just started telling people what to quit, because quit doesn't cost any money, and you don't have to go back to school, and there's no excuses. Just stop it right now. It's free, it's easy, just stop it.
I like that. It's free. It's easy. So one of the things that you talk about, we could talk, I mean, we could talk for hours about this, but I think this is pretty powerful. Quit fighting for your limitations. What does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, and I guess we need to tell everybody I'm a therapist, and so I've had my whole 30 years of psychology. So I'm looking at people from a very psychological standpoint. What do people do psychologically that gets in their own way? And for some reason, quit fighting for your limitations came out first, because this is what people do. When people would come to me for coaching or counseling or therapy or whatever, they would start telling me why they can't do it. Here's who is against me. No one helps me. No one cares. You know, I can't do this. I don't have the education. I don't have the money. And I'm like, you've spent half of our time together giving me all the reasons why you can't, which really is fighting for your roadblocks. You're spending so much energy looking at all the obstacles and roadblocks that there's no time and energy left to look at what can be done, and then people collect evidence to support why they can't do it. You know, I didn't make any money this year because, and then they have all this evidence to support it. And so I spend half my time counseling with business owners or whatever of, why don't you fight for your right to be successful as hard as you're fighting for your right to fail? You know, why don't you fight for your right to be happy? Why don't you fight for your right to be safe and fight for your right to be respected and fight for your right to be heard? You know, if we would spend more energy fighting for the things that can be done and less time fighting for our excuses and our limitations, we could accomplish a lot more.
Oh, that's powerful. So we springboard off of that to one I really, really love. Quit forgetting you're in sales. We're all in sales, right?
Well, we are, but most people don't realize. You know, people, when I go into every audience, I start and say, you know what? The only people I have any interest in talking to today are salespeople. Who in here is not in sales? And of course, 80, 90% of my audiences sometimes raise their hand, because to them, they're defining sales as the person with the title of salesperson who goes out and attracts revenue and, you know, brings in customers and sells products and service. And I go, well, this is our problem. Anyone that's listening right now, I don't care if you're a parent. If you're a parent, you're in sales. You're selling these kids on, you know, don't drink and drive and make decent grades and be a respectful human being. If you're married or in a partnership, you're in sales. You're selling them on how to spend money, how to save money, how to communicate, where should we go on vacation. But definitely, if you're in business, you're in sales. I don't care if you're a CFO or the CEO or the bookkeeper or the receptionist. It doesn't make any difference. So to define sales, I define it, sales is your ability to get people on board. My life is spent teaching people how to gain consensus, gain ownership, gain buy-in, you know, get people to believe in you and trust you so that they will support you. And pretty much when you think about it, Kate, that's everything in life, right? Everything
right.
We're doing is trying to get support from other people, whether it's in our family, our friends, our church, our community, or our business. And most people really kind of suck at sales because, you know, when you don't think of yourself as a salesperson, you don't invest time and energy in the process. And the process of sales is not what we picture. It's not the pressure salesperson. The process of sales is understanding how to communicate in a way that people want to listen to you, not have to listen to you, but they want to listen to you and they want to buy into you. And that's a skill and a trait that most people weren't born with. It really has to be taught and learned.
Do you think it's something that should be taught in schools a little bit more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I did. I taught high school, you know, in my earlier years, and I was teaching sales back then. I was saying, to, you know, kids would complain about their parents in class, and I'd say, well, tell me what you said. You don't trust me. And I'd go, okay, well, that was a terrible sales pitch. That was horrible. You know, you want a later curfew. Why don't you try? So we tried talking about how do you ask your parents? And then when I did counseling with couples, how do you approach your spouse? You know, most of us are so worried at getting our needs met that we forget to ask ourselves, but how is someone going to listen to us? Because if we make someone uncomfortable, you know, even sales, people really don't buy what they need. They're not going to pay a lot of money for what they need. You need a roof and you need an air conditioner. That's not fun. People pay money for what they want. You know, if they want something, when you want something, you will figure out how to get that. And so in sales, if you know you're a salesperson, then your whole bottom line is about how can I best help people want to be on board with me, want to buy my product, want to buy my idea, want to buy my service, want to buy my, you know, what I'm giving and offering. And that's the key to success.
Yeah. Wow. Well said. How about this last one? Quit accepting yourself as you are.
Yeah. You know, everybody's like, just accept yourself as you are. Be who you are. You're good enough as you are, blah, blah, blah. And I don't buy it. You know, and I said, you know, a lot of people ask how I became successful, how I got where I am in this business. And my answer, my number one answer is because I have never, ever, ever once accepted myself the way I am. Now, I love myself for who I am. And I'm kind to myself even when I make mistakes. And I've even had to forgive myself, okay, because sometimes, you know, that was necessary. But I have never accepted myself. And for me, psychologically, the moment you accept yourself, you're done. You're done being smarter. You're done being healthier. You're done trying to be funnier. You're done. And I want my clients, I want the people that I'm working with to never accept themselves and love the fact that they won't let themselves off the hook and love the fact that they won't stop challenging themselves and love the fact that they won't give up on themselves and simply settle. You know, so many people today, especially people in business and people in relationships, they're settling. They're settling for what the world offers them rather than going out and fighting for what they deserve and what they're worth. And I think that's because when you accept yourself, well, this is who I am. This is the weight I am. This is the relationship I am in. This is the coming job I work. This is just who I am. Then the fighting stops. The fighting for being more, achieving more, having more, loving more, caring more, that stops.
Oh, well said. I'd be remiss not to ask you this, Connie, for everybody listening. I mentioned that, you know, you are a Hall of Fame speaker. You've spoken all over the place. And this is a tough question, but where's the coolest place you've ever spoken?
My daughter's school.
Really?
Well, my daughter's a teacher. And
right.
No one's ever asked me this question, so it's got me emotional just thinking of it. Because, I mean, I've been all over the world, and but my daughter's a teacher, and she asked me to come in and teach to her faculty. And the coolest was the fact that she trusted me to do that and that she felt that I would be an asset and that she thought I would be a person to help the people that she works with and sees. And some of the parents came. And so probably the coolest job offer I ever got. And my other daughter just asked if I would speak at her place of business to all of her leaders. And there's nothing to think that your kids respect and believe in what you do, and they would like your message to be heard by the people that they love and trust and believe in the most. There's no place in the world that's better than that.
Wow. Love it. All right, Connie Podesta, thanks so much. We'll have you back on again. You were great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Tate.
Well, I hate to say I miss you because I know I don't, but I still think about you in the early morning and I'm wondering when it's gonna stop. Yeah, I'm wondering when it's gonna stop.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.